You've worked hard for what you have, your money, your assets, your 401k, and home. Isn't it all worth protecting? Nearly one in four consumers have been a victim of identity theft. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your finances with up to $3 million in reimbursement. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you might miss. And if your identity is stolen, your dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. Let LifeLock help protect what you've worked so hard for. Save 25% off your first year on LifeLock Ultimate Plus at LifeLock.com/aware. Terms apply.
So this man says wife's admission that somebody else may be da-da-da to their daughter hit a nerve. Now let me play some of this. Some audio here.
Tell me why you were mad when you walked off stage.
Because I've never heard of my wife say Ariel could be another man's daughter. I've never heard her say that. That hit a nerve. That's why I walked off.
So make sure you go in the room and you tell Ariel it wasn't because of her.
That was part of it. You solidified it when you said you didn't know if he was.
I said I don't know.
That's when I had enough.
There's your scoop. You got it right here. That's when he's had enough.
I've just never been asked that question before.
What? She's like, I'm sorry, you never asked me the question if it's yours.
Yeah.
But we're married.
Never gave you that answer.
She's like, well, you should have known.
You should have asked.
Like that, you know? And so what am I going to say? I'm going to sit there and say, heck, I don't know. Why ask? You've always been the father. I told the truth about everything. And I'm sitting here and I'm still telling the truth.
Huh.
Emotionally, Don and I are still good friends, but she's put on all this weight and she is not attractive to me. I don't like the way my wife looks. It has nothing to do with anything. I don't like the way she looks.
Like I told Dr. Phil, I've heard it before. That's not a big surprise. I guess that's what makes me kind of tough. I kind of look past physical because I've been with him long enough.
Okay, well, that's a lot. So dude didn't like her because she got...
Do not trust anybody.
Man, isn't that messed up?
This married. Is why you get a DNA test.
All right, they are married.
Yes.
And the reason she's... Because this is the first time anybody asked her, hey, is he the father? And so she never had to answer the question.
What? Mm-hmm.
And so since he never even questioned it and said, are you sure I'm the father?
Yeah.
He never asked that. He just assumed.
Of course.
And yeah, because they're married. Because
I feel like that would be a topic where she would bring up when she got pregnant.
Yeah.
And then she might be like, hey, just so you know, like, I'm not sure.
I'm not 100%
sure. There is a chance.
But he never asked.
So, are there any dudes listening that have never asked if they're the father? Right? Think about that. If you're like, man, you know what? I haven't asked that question either. I just always assumed.
Yeah, I mean, like, I think most dads
I just thought assumed. Since we were married, I mean, did you ever ask if they were your kids?
No, because the first one looked exactly like me, but the second one looked nothing
like me. You
look
like a baby.
Yeah. So all babies look like you.
Yes. Yeah. You're father to all children.
You're an idiot. What's up, Cody?
Like, you look like head baby.
Yes, Cody.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey,
first off, Bill, get a mini fridge and your dog can get you your drinks. Second, you guys enjoy your week off of Memorial.
No, we're not. Stop it. Nobody's taking a week off. Jeez.
Yeah, we're not taking a week off. Are you kidding me?
Don't start that.
When are we ever taking a week for Memorial Day?
Come on.
We will be here.
All right. Yes. Valerie,
that week.
What do you got, girlfriend?
Hey, y'all. All right. Honestly, I have a similar situation to what we were just talking about, so I'm just going to lay it out there. I, too, am married, and I did have an affair on my husband. I ended up getting pregnant. Our child is 4 right now. So I have actually never had the courage to tell my husband that I had an affair.
Yeah.
It was one of those situations.
Yeah, it's tough to let the cat out of the barn, you know what I mean?
It's bad.
I know. I would listen, and then I would just, you know, I didn't intend on getting pregnant, you know, and I was going to tell my husband, and then, you know, time passed, and before he knew it, you know, I had a 2-year-old, and then he turned 3, and now he's 4 years old, and it's one of those situations where, you know, honestly, my husband has no idea that I stepped outside of the marriage.
Yeah.
And kind of what y'all were talking about.
Stepped in that manure.
Yeah.
It
you got it all over your foot.
I did, you know, sometimes things happen. And
yeah,
it was at a point in my marriage where
too many roosters were around the hen house.
Mm.
Well, things just got a little stale.
Problem.
Yeah.
You know, like we had a good marriage. We have a good marriage, you know, like we have fun and we get along. It's just things for a while weren't very sexual, honestly.
Right.
Like I just didn't feel seen or pretty or sexy at all. And then I ended up meeting this other guy who made me, you know, feel pretty for once.
That's right.
And
because your husband is making you feel like a bullfrog in a bowl.
Well, just, you know, I just.
You ever seen a bullfrog? Yeah, trapped and ugly.
Okay.
Honestly, yikes. Honestly, yeah. And then I felt even more trapped once I found out I was pregnant. And then the moment I found out I was pregnant, I knew that it wasn't my husband's. And that was a time, you know, where I had the opportunity to come clean and sit down with him and tell him, but I just honestly lost the courage. You know, it's just not.
So he's raising this kid thinking it's his for all these, well, 4 years at least. Five years.
Yeah.
Include the whole pregnancy.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So can we call him and tell him?
I've been carrying this weight for a while, you know.
Well, you can lose that. Let's talk about that another, you know what I mean?
I'm like, 50% yes, 50% no. What do y'all think? Like, 50% yes, let's call him, get it
out.
Well,
how do you know? Have you had a DNA test?
He's terrified.
Have you had some sort of redneck DNA test done?
I haven't had a DNA test done. Timing of...
That's where you just put him in the clothes of the dude you think is the dad and say, yeah, it kind of looks like him.
Okay. All right.
That's a redneck DNA test.
Is that how that works?
Yeah, you just get mini clothes. It's like, all right, this is what he wears.
Oh, yeah.
You put him in that outfit.
You put him in his dad's hat. And it's like, oh, they look different.
Yeah, redneck DNA test.
Yeah.
Just like Walgreens.
Right.
I mean, honestly, he does look like the father who is not my husband. He is a redhead.
Okay.
But, you know, on top of that, I don't know if it's better to just keep things as they are, right, and not rock the boat. My husband loves his child, or who he thinks his child is. And, you know, we are in a happier place now. To that, I don't know if it's fair to my child and to my husband to keep that secret.
Well, you could blame it all on your roots.
Showed up in boots.
Ruined your
black
baby affair.
Baby, yeah. Ruined my gender reveal.
Damn. Have you thought of fishing in the dark?
That's.
And thinking about it.
Things out here.
I'm not
following along. This is getting nitty gritty.
It is. It is getting.
Would y'all want to know? Would y'all rather have your reality completely shifted and changed, or would you? You know, rather live a life where you never knew the lie.
Dude, I mean, the thunder rolls. I don't know.
I mean, I would not rock the jukebox here.
Yeah, because you'd be heading for the Big D, and I don't mean Dallas. Damn it.
Is she like with a country music star, or like, what are we, what are we doing here?
Well, what do you think?
Am I with a country music?
Is this because you called it a redneck baby or something?
No.
Okay.
No, I didn't. I said it's a redneck DNA test.
Oh, redneck DNA test. Yeah.
The reality is that you haven't got a DNA test, so you don't technically know who the father is.
They're really not that expensive.
You don't know who the father is? You've not gotten a DNA test, or have you?
I have not gotten a DNA test. I have not. But it is one of two men, and I am 99.9% certain that it is not my husband's child.
Wow. Damn, so you're that convinced.
Dang. Now, who's got the red hair? I thought I heard a red hair in there.
Oh, do we got some gingerness?
So, we do. So our son does have red hair, as does the baby.
The dude that you believe is the father. And
correct.
You know that red hair is a mutation. So, and you think he got those mutant genes from?
And it is a recessive gene. It is a recessive gene, but my...
It's a good thing.
Blue eyes.
It's a good thing.
Child, father's.
Mutant isn't a bad term unless you work overnight.
No. And green eyes are more rare than blue.
Recessive gene. And, you know, the child who I believe is father's family does have.
He's full ginger?
It's a family of gingers. Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Hmm.
It's a Weasley.
Yeah.
Well, damn.
Yeah.
Well, damn.
What do you
I
do?
I know.
What do you do? What would you
I don't
do
know.
Would you want to know or just write it out?
Would I want to know if I was the father?
She wants to know if she should tell him. It's how old's the kid? Four years old? Four?
4 years old. Yeah.
4 years old.
Oh, yeah. I would tell him then. Yeah, for sure. It's not like the kid's a teenager.
You would tell him.
I don't remember nothing
no,
from being 4 years old.
Not telling the kid, telling the husband because she's still with her husband.
Yeah, I would tell the husband.
Correct.
So he leaves you.
Is he,
That's the right thing to do.
Is he, I don't know. What if he's violent? What if he's angry?
Oh, God. I guess you got to think about
my
that, but I never
is
do.
Not, I mean, obviously, you don't know how people handle life-changing news, deceit, all that jazz. But my husband, historically speaking, is not a physically violent man. If anything, he's just very passive-aggressive.
Okay. Well, historically speaking, was he for the North or South?
He's from the South.
All right.
He's just very passive-aggressive and doesn't
really handle
emotions well. Honestly, it would be more of a... I would be punished with silence. Probably.
People are accusing you of having friends in low places.
That's okay.
Hang on, let me go to Josh.
Okay.
Josh, yeah, what do you want to say, sir? Josh?
Hello, sir.
Yeah, would you want to know?
First off, I want to say, I guess, essentially, I'm kind of in a pseudo-similar situation where I might actually be able to help answer her question.
Okay. Do you not know who the father of your baby is?
Pretty much.
Oh,
it's one of those. My wife at the time was having an affair. I'm already in the process of separating with her due to her talking to the guy again.
Oh, my gosh. And so you even gave her a chance. You gave her a shot.
Oh, yeah. I gave her multiple shots.
Damn. Well, so did he.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, you know, that crackhead wants to be a jackrabbit. That's up to him.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, hey, look. You know, I know you're probably like all upset about it and stuff, and I totally understand. But you want to find out who the father of your child is, right?
Well, that's the iffy part. Because he's about 4 years old. I've been his father from the day he was born, been there. He's my son, no matter what a DNA test is going to tell me.
Okay, so maybe do you think this lady's husband, since he has been the father, may if she wants to stay with him, do you want to stay with him, ma'am?
I do. Okay.
All right. So she wants to stay with him. If she just maybe admits it, do you think that he could, you know, forgive her and then raise the child as his?
Depending on the person, because he's been that child's father for 4 years. And you also have to look at who the alternative could be. Like in my case, if it is his kid, I would not want to put him through being that guy's son, because he's in and out of jail, constantly on drugs.
Okay, so in your situation, your woman was hooking up with a bad boy.
Yeah,
all
her
right.
friends didn't like me.
Okay,
so they hooked her up with someone worse.
Okay, somebody worse. Okay, and so are you sure that you couldn't possibly be the father? Or are you leaning towards the bad boy?
It's one of those kind of 50-50s. He is the only one out of my three kids that doesn't exactly look like me or someone in my family, in my side of the family. But just because he has more of the Puerto Rican look.
Okay.
So he may have just gotten more from his mom.
Okay. Well, dang.
Well, dang.
Well, dang. We got two.
Yeah, we really did. We never really solve a lot of people's problems.
No. So what's your advice for her, sir?
Well, definitely, to be honest, Like, just if it was a long-term affair, he's got to know. If it was a one-time thing, just admit, hey, it was a one-time thing, I messed up. And also, she needs to determine if it's something that she could ever end up doing again.
Would you step out on your man again? Would you let the hen out of the barn again?
I would like to say no.
Okay.
Keep this hen in the barn.
I know that's not the most. I would like to say no. It's hard to look down the road 25 years from now, but if my husband and I's relationship remained as it is right now, which is not as stale as it was 5 years ago, you know, and if he was as attentive to me now.
Okay, so your cheating is based on how your husband treats you.
It was, yes. Okay. I mean, that's a component. I'll take my own accountability.
You had a little say in the horse ride, you know what I mean?
For sure. No, for sure. Absolutely. It was coupled with someone, myself being very insecure, not being seen by her spouse.
Okay. Well, hey, hang on. Let me welcome Squeaky Dan. Yeah, Squeaky Dan, you wanted to say something to her?
Be good.
Well, I heard you guys talking about Garth Brooks, but with this girl, you know, it's, I think a lot of people these days, they take life for granted, you know, like, you know, what if tomorrow never comes? And, you know, you know what I want this girl to do for me, Bill?
What?
You know what I want this girl to do? I want her to bring me to pain and colitis.
Okay, all right, thank you, sir.
What?
I don't know.
What just happened?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I never know with him.
You've worked hard for what you have, your money, your assets, your 401k, and home. Isn't it all worth protecting? Nearly one in four consumers have been a victim of identity theft. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your finances with up to $3 million in reimbursement. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you might miss. And if your identity is stolen, your dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. Let LifeLock help protect what you've worked so hard for. Save 25% off your first year on LifeLock Ultimate Plus at LifeLock.com/aware. Terms apply.